Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Today, I have a special guest. He's a rabbi, and you'll be interested to hear what he has to say after this word from our sponsor.
Surviving in the Storm by Bruce Brummett is a book written by a U.S. Marine where he learned warfare and how to survive in all sorts of circumstances. In this great book, Surviving in the Storm, Bruce served as a missionary and survived a storm of government tyranny and oppression. You can only imagine what that must have been like for this Marine. Learn how Bibles were smuggled into communist China. Listen as Bruce tells you about how he preached in underground churches behind the communist Iron Curtain. Perhaps you might learn how to survive in your own spiritual warfare. Look for spiritual triumph in this book, which will help you live and minister right in the midst of your storm and in the storm of increasingly repressive hostility toward the church. If you're concerned about America's future and the rise of overreaching government oppression, Surviving in the Storm is sure to help you in your faith and cause you to rise up and trust in the Lord. For free shipping, visit the website to purchase this book at brucerummett.com. brucerummett.com and the great book, Surviving in the Storm. Now back to our podcast.
Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to the Charisma Podcast Network. You know, I get to interview a lot of interesting people, and today, a man I've known and admired for a long time. His name is Rabbi Charlie Kluge, and you are a rabbi. I've been to your congregation, but you're a different kind of rabbi. Tell us a little bit of your story.
Well, Steve, first, it's great being here, and I am a messianic rabbi. That is a rabbi who believes in Yeshua, Jesus, as the Messiah. And many people may say, how can you be Jewish, let alone a rabbi, and believe in Jesus or Yeshua as the Messiah? And the answer is very simple. He was the Jewish Messiah. He came for the Jewish people, and he came for all the nations. And it was he who became the fullness of our life, of everyone's life. Whether you know it or not, whether you believe or don't believe yet, it doesn't matter, because he is there. He is the Messiah. He came. He died for us. He was the atonement for our sins. And he's our Lord and our King. And today, as we go on and look at the world and see what's happening, people are searching. They're searching all over. What is happening? What is going on? And it's all in front of us. It's in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. And so I'm a believer of that. And my ordination was with the International Alliance of Messianic Congregations and Synagogues. And so I am a Jewish-born believer in the Messiah of Israel.
Well, this is something that is well known to me because, of course, we've covered this in Charisma Magazine all the way back to the 1970s. But I wanted you to just tell our listeners in your own words. That's why I kind of set it up that way. And I just think it's exciting to see what is happening, not only in this country, but various parts of the world, with Jewish people seeing that Yeshua is the Messiah. You know, if you think about it historically, for the first 200 years, Christianity was considered a cult of Judaism. All of the early believers were Jewish. All of the early leaders were Jewish. Peter, Paul, James, we could go on, you know, all these names are so familiar to us in the New Testament. And yet, you know, there became a demarcation of where Yeshua was rejected by the Jewish people as a whole. And Paul, as most of our listeners would know, took the message that was meant for the Jewish people to the Gentiles in Europe. And of course, the rest, as they say, is history. So what has happened in the last generation or so that has kind of brought this whole thing full circle?
What has happened is that it is a fulfillment of Scripture, of what would happen in the last days, that it would all come back together again. I look at it as a reversal of the book of Acts. It's coming back together to where the Jewish people are searching and searching, and they're coming to know their Messiah. And this is happening all over the world. It's a supernatural event. It's just totally amazing. Wherever you go, it used to be where people knew nothing about the name Yeshua. Now, when you say, yeah, I'm a Messianic rabbi or I'm a Messianic Jew, sometimes they'll make a face that they don't like, and at other times, which is more prevalent, they'll ask me, they'll say, tell me about it. Tell me, how did you get that way? You grew up Jewish? Yes, I did. And you followed the traditions and customs? I say, absolutely. Then how did you get there? And I tell them about my search. When I was 5 years old, I spoke the Shema, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, the Lord is one. And I would converse with God after I prayed that, and I was always on a search to know more about God. And when I found, what I say found, the Messiah, because he was there, he wasn't missing, but he was missing from my life. But when I found the Messiah about 30 years ago, everything that I was looking for in God came true. I was looking for a relationship, and now I have an intimate relationship with the Creator of all.
You know, that's exciting, and I can't help but think of my own story as I'm listening to you. And you know, I am a Gentile. I grew up a Christian. And it's well known that one of the things that happens in Christianity is that people will be fervent and then they kind of lose a little bit of the fervor. And sometimes they actually walk away from the Lord, sadly, or become cold in their spirit, you know, what the Bible would call lukewarm. But my observation, knowing dozens and dozens and scores and maybe hundreds of Messianic Jews, is I very rarely find that. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because it's tougher to be a Messianic Jew and there's more fervor, but there is a joy, there's a contentment, there's an understanding, there's a depth of understanding God and worship. At least this has been my observation, and I haven't tried to research this. It's been mostly from my perspective as being a journalist and a leader in the believing community, but I've just observed this over the years. And one of the things that I've enjoyed has been connecting with Messianic believers in Israel. And also, I've been to Israel several times, I don't know, six or seven times. And when I go there, I feel like I'm going home. And to be able to connect with believers. And on the very first trip I took, which was in 1979, while I was still in my 20s, it was almost an overwhelming trip. And we met with Jewish believers. And if I remember right, Rabbi, they said that there might have been only 100 Israeli-born converts to Messianic Judaism back then in Israel. I'm going from memory. I could be wrong. Of course, there are a lot of believers that moved back to Israel because they wanted to go back to the land. You know what I'm talking about.
Right, Aliyah.
But this last time I went to a Messianic synagogue on Shabbat in Tel Aviv, and I think they told me there's like 100 congregations and over 10,000 people, which may not seem like that many, but percentage-wise, it's just tremendous growth.
Right. Well, first of all, probably not only 100 congregations, there's many more fellowships too that are just home groups. That's part of, again, going back to the book of Acts, where they met in small groups, where there was prayer and breaking of the bread and pray and fellowship with each other. But you said you notice a fervor in the Jewish people who believe in the Messiah. Why? Because believing in the Messiah for us is a radical change in our life. Our whole world is turned upside down when we come to know the Messiah of Israel. That's number one. Number two, we've always prayed different liturgical prayers, but now, because we have this intimate relationship with Hashem, with God, through the Messiah, we have what's called kavanah. It's the intentions of our heart as we pray. And it is that fervor. it is that excitement. It is absolutely wonderful. We just want to meet with God. And you said you feel like you're going home. You know what? You are going home, because as Rabbi Shaul, or the Apostle Paul, said, when you're a believer in Messiah, it's no longer Jew and Gentile. We are now one in Messiah. You're not the nations anymore. We're Israel and the Commonwealth of Israel. You're part of the Commonwealth of Israel. That's what it means as that one new man that is used so much now. When Rabbi Shaul spoke that, he was talking about coming together as Israel and the Commonwealth. Just as Yeshua, when he came, he bonded people together. It's like, picture spreading a tallit, and we're all standing together, Jew and Gentile, black and white, all different people together as one under the Messiah's tallit. So that's why you have that. That's why you feel like you're going home, because you are.
That's beautiful. And, you know, this is a subject that we could talk about for hours and never exhaust. But I just wanted to share with our listeners a little bit of this and just give them a taste and a foretaste. And also just tease a little bit by saying you're writing a book for us, but we won't tell about it yet. But thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to come in and talk and just share your heart. And I'll just invite my listeners to tune in again on the Charisma Podcast Network for our next episode. And thank you for being with me today. And thank you for being my friend.
And thank you for having me. Bless you.
This podcast is brought to you by Brummett Ministries and the book Surviving in the Storm by Bruce Brummett. Make sure you pick up a copy of Surviving in the Storm by Bruce Brummett. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.